Welcome to TFP, the Theater Folk Podcast, the place to be for drama teachers, drama students, and theater educators everywhere. I'm Lindsay Price, resident playwright for Theater Folk. Hello, I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. Welcome to episode 117. You can find all the links for this episode at theaterfolk.com/episode117. This week, we're talking to teachers. We were at the FATE conference last month, the Florida Association of Theater Educators conference. And aside from being some of our favorite folks, we wanted to talk to them. We wanted to get their point of view on two big things: struggles and goals. Oh, you're sitting there right now, aren't you? You're formulating, what's my struggle? What was my goal? Did I have a goal this year? I got to say, we think teachers, and specifically drama teachers, you are some of the hardest working people around, and their voices, your voices, should be heard. So that's what we wanted to do. So let's go hear them. Okay, introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Michelle Turrell. I am the theater director at Parkway Middle School of the Arts in Fort Lauderdale.
Awesome. What does teaching drama mean to you?
Teaching drama means enabling my students to find out what they are capable of and working together.
Cool. So, and when did you start the year? Did you have a goal? That sounds like a really good goal.
I did have a goal this year. I wanted to incorporate more playwriting.
Oh, okay.
And it's like right up your alley.
I know. I love it. I'm in when teachers say that. Why? Why was playwriting something you wanted to strive?
I always like it. I've always been somebody who tries to fit it in. This summer I went up and I did the Young Playwrights teacher training.
Yeah.
And I loved it. So I came in and I was like, that's it. It's just a big part of our curriculum this year. A couple days a week, we're trying to focus on it and trying to get more students to realize that they are playwrights.
Cool. What about struggles? Are you having any struggles this year?
Time management.
Yeah.
Always a big thing. I want to do so much that I find I overschedule sometimes. And so allowing myself to slow down to get back to some of the basics that sometimes get lost,
yep,
I think is a struggle that I work constantly at fixing.
What would happen if all your struggles disappeared? What would that be like?
If all my struggles disappeared, I would find more things that I wanted to do.
Yes.
That's just who I am.
I would just do more. You would fill in and then struggles would happen.
Exactly. And we just keep going.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My name is Laurie Philpott. I am a middle school theater teacher.
And where do you teach?
In Hillsborough County.
Cool. So what does teaching drama mean to you?
It means confidence. It means passion, and it means courage.
Oh, in what way?
Being able to put yourself out there, allowing students to become something other than themselves and allowing them to express feelings that they are bottling up in a way that is a safe environment for them.
Yeah. When you started this year, did you have a goal?
Yes. to make it alive to the end. No. my goal every year is to just make sure that every student is confident in themselves and being able to approach others that they never thought they were approachable, and being able to ask for help when they felt that help was not needed or available.
Yeah. Are you having any struggles this year?
A little bit, but nothing that you can't improvise.
Oh, awesome.
And
isn't that cool?
make the best of what you can do. So
you just sort of, they're there and you have to deal with them.
You do. You have to roll with the punches. So.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amazing.
Yep.
My name is Gail Chase.
And where do you teach?
Lake Nona High School in Orlando, Florida.
Awesome. Okay. So when you started this year, did you have a goal for the year?
Survive.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why? Why is that the word that comes to mind?
Because the mandates that are coming down from the state are so dark and nasty that it is sucking all of the joy out of what we do. So I'm trying to insulate myself, protect my students, and create a place where they can be happy and fulfilled, learn a lot, and not be inundated by all the ugliness of EOCs and accountability and all of that over-testing that they are shoving down our throats.
My next question is, what struggles are you having? That kind of sounds like that's the struggle you're having, is to find that balance.
Yes.
Yeah?
They're trying to create a business model for education, and it's not working. And I hope everyone will get out in November and vote, because we need a change. It's terrible right now. I have a first grader and a fourth grader, so I'm approaching this as a parent and as a teacher.
Yeah.
And they're getting tested in every subject area, paper, pencil tested.
Which in drama just doesn't...
No. Let's talk about
work.
How you act instead of actually acting. Does it make sense?
Right. Okay, so if you could have all of your struggles disappear, what would that be like for you?
Heaven. Heaven. Yeah, I love my job. I love my students. I love teaching. I love directing. I love inspiring them and creating a safe space. And I appreciate that accountability is important.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to escape that responsibility. I just don't think it's headed in the wrong direction for theater right now and all arts.
What does drama mean to you? Like teaching drama, what does it mean to you?
It gives me the opportunity to provide for young people what was provided for me when I was a child. I had great theater educators who helped me discover who I was, and in a safe place where I could be different and odd and...
Yeah.
And it was okay. And so my main goal and mission as a teacher is to have a bully-free zone where students can explore themselves and find out who they are. And no matter what they decide to do, when they go out into the world, their time in theater will have
helped
inspired them, made them more emotionally intelligent, taught them multitasking and problem solving, and it can help in every aspect of their lives.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Cool.
Tell me your name and where you teach.
Kendra Blazian at New Smyrna Beach High School in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
And when you started the school year, what were your goals? What were you trying to accomplish?
We wanted to build our program. We lost a lot of heavy hitter seniors last year, and we needed to have our veterans train some newcomers to our program.
And are you encountering any struggles or obstacles right now?
Yes, we are running into a little bit of an issue at our school where some of the upperclassmen feel like there's too many new kids and they want the prime roles and they don't want the younger ones to get them.
Interesting. So how are you overcoming this?
We are working with our board of directors right now to try and come up with solutions, but we haven't come up with anything viable yet. I've talked to a lot of the upperclassmen about how they need to build a legacy to leave behind them. And at this point, we just were made aware of the situation, actually, by one of our alumni who came to see a show, and kids had pulled her aside and talked to her about it. So I just found this out a few days ago, so I'm sort of racking my brain right now to come up with some
interesting
good plans for the future.
And so what would it feel to have this struggle behind you? How would you feel?
Oh, it would be so much more harmonious. When the kids are getting along well together, it makes the show so much better. We always say that we're a family, and all families are somewhat dysfunctional. So the less dysfunctional a family is, the nicer it is to work with them. So we try our best to make everybody happy and have everybody get along. And it's been a really great year. We did a very large show already, and we built our program tremendously from it. We'll be inducting probably 20 or 30 new members this year.
Wow.
So it's a good beginning for a good year.
Well, thank you so much, Kendra.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Edna Bland, and I am the lead drama teacher at Millennium Middle School, which is a fine arts and communication magnet in Sanford, Florida.
How long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching in Hull for, this is my 11th year, but my sixth year as a drama teacher.
And what does it mean to you to teach drama?
Well, actually, to teach theater.
Teach theater,
because
yes.
I'm more of a theater arts teacher, because my main discipline is puppetry. I'm a professional puppeteer.
Okay.
And I was even mentored by Carol Spinney, who's Big Bird from Sesame Street.
Sure.
So I like to encompass the total of the arts. So in every, you know, between dance and art and puppetry, mask, clowning.
And why is all that important? What does it mean to you to teach that to students?
Because it's an extension of life. It's just simply we can use those elements that we teach our students in the performing arts for them, be it that they're going to be professional artists or that if they use it in a business world. For example, improvisation. I tell my students, say you have a job, you're part of a production team. Your boss needs you to come upstairs and talk about what you're working on in the project. You don't have time to sit there and say, I need to write the report. You got to go up and improvise. You know, so I just show them that all areas of the arts that they can use in their professional life, whatever they choose to do when they grow up.
When you started this year, did you have a goal for the year?
Well, my goal always is to, as it says, art imitates life. So to give them that overall experience, like, yes, we have the specific rubrics and standards that we have to teach, you know, Florida, we have to, but at the same time, it's like, what's the whole life? What is theater really about and how it connects with your everyday life?
Are you having any struggles right now?
Yes, I'm having a struggle. My theater three class, I take them to junior thespian competition for one act. And this particular, last year we did good. We did great. We got an excellent. And this year's crop of students just don't seem to get it. And we are explaining, and it's very simple things where I have to even teach them specific hand movements to do. It doesn't come natural to them. So it becomes very frustrating, even to the point where it says, okay, if the book, you know, if the script says to cross, you know, down left, they're still just standing there. It's like, read the script, like take some initiative, you know, on yourself. So that's my biggest struggle.
Yeah.
And also just another struggle and goal for kids to see that theater is not just we get to put on a cool costume or a hat and sling around a sword. And how it is disciplined, how actors know what they're doing on the stage at all times, and just, you know, that it's focused, it's discipline, and how that can even expand when they're taking their tests and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So that's what.
That's what you're dealing with. What would it feel like if all of your struggles disappeared?
Oh my gosh, Nirvana! Are you kidding me? It would be wonderful. It would be perfect. And you know, and I also just want my students, like I said, to succeed in whatever they want to do. And I always tease it. Well, I'm not really teasing. At the end of the year, I say, okay, one of you guys are going to make it one day. So I want to be thanked at the awards ceremony. I want to be on E! Hollywood Story as the drama teacher who saw that thing in them. And I want 10% of their first $1 million.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Janet Raskin. I live in Miami, and I'm adjunct faculty at Florida International University and at Miami-Dade Community College North Campus.
Well, what does it mean to you to teach theater?
Wow, in a nutshell, it means giving people an opportunity to express something about themselves that they maybe kept locked up or didn't think that they could express, and helping them find a way to do it in an artistic way.
Mm-hmm. And when you started this year, did you have a goal in mind?
To get through the semester. No. My goal, because I teach for only, you know, I have my students for only one semester in college, and that is to get them engaged right away, get everybody working all the time, not too much talk, but everybody out there and doing and trying things. Just jump in and try and see what happens. Generally speaking, that works.
Cool. Have you had any struggles so far this year?
I have a class of 22. And for an acting class, it's a struggle sometimes to give everybody enough play time so that they're on stage. It is acting for the camera, and that does require a little bit of figuring out how to work the cameras, and there's a lot of retakes and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's always a struggle about how to get them enough time for individual, you know, on-camera work. And then to get them to rehearse is also a struggle.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, we have our scripts. What do we do with them? I'm like, that would be rehearsing. So you have to give them very specific techniques. We're going to read, look up, and say. We're going to do this. We're going to do that with your script. And just keep everybody rolling and engaged.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Tell us, what is your name and where do you teach?
My name is Kay Stewartson, and I teach in South Florida, Miami-Dade County.
And what goals do you have for this school year?
My goals for this particular school year, we've just increased with our testing. We now have an end-of-course exam testing. So my primary goal is to get as much information to the students so they can feel comfortable taking the test.
What would your goal be if you didn't have to deal with all the testing?
If I didn't have to deal with all the testing, I would say to have them learn to love Shakespeare, one, in any form that I can get it, two, for them to be comfortable on stage, and three, for them to really allow their passions to really flow, because right now I'm just getting a lot of, I don't feel like doing this, blah, 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 negativity.
And okay, so that leads into my next question. Mm-hmm. So what struggles are you having with achieving these goals right now?
High school students. I'm also struggling with raising money. because we're trying to attend the festivals to try to get the passion going. Because if they, you know, kids are very group oriented. So if they see the other kids involved, they'll get involved and they'll be more involved with what we have in our program. So just raising the money right now for me is challenging because it's thousands of dollars and that's hard. So that's one challenge. And the second challenge is for them to work as a group to see that to get ready for competitions, I have them working on their pieces, then I have them come together and I have them critique each other. So that allows for some of the passion to build because it's like, oh my gosh, that person's doing great. I want to do just as well and so forth.
Okay, so then if everything was removed, like the whole testing stuff was, let's pretend it doesn't exist because everyone wants to pretend it doesn't exist. Okay. And if you had all this full participation and everyone was there, what would that look like?
Wow, that would be, some days we'd be working on text, just the history of theater. The other days we would be rehearsing for a full-length play. The other days, or intermingle with that, we'd be working on building our costumes and or building our sets.
And how would you feel when you were doing that?
How I feel when I see them working all together, I'd feel fulfilled and excited. I know that sounds cheesy, but when they're working, I get excited because they're excited.
Interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Pat Martin McNorton.
And where do you teach?
Sandalwood High School in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, so Pat, when you started the school year, what was your goal for the year?
My goal for this year, wow, number one was survival because I came off of a very rough summer. The second one was to truly make sure that I was writing good lesson plans and making my administrators happy.
Yeah.
And the third goal was obviously creating really good lessons for the kids so they really felt the class was valuable.
Cool. And have you had any struggles so far this year?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what kind of struggle?
Well, the first struggle was that I was just tired. I was exhausted coming off the rough summer.
Right.
So I was pushing to be on my feet and teach during the day.
Yeah.
And then sit at my desk for another 2.5, almost 3 hours, almost every night for the first 3 or 4 weeks of school just to write the lesson plans, go make the copies of this and that, dig through all my books, go back through my list of plays, pick out things for the kids. So that was tough because I was fighting exhaustion.
Yes.
And then secondly, when I thought I had the administrators figured out, guess what? They moved the hoop that we have to jump through. And I went, arg. But I overcame it, sat down with 3 other teachers who also were feeling a little lost. And each one of us brought something to the table that we shared with each other. And thus we conquered the administrator problem.
The administrator hoop.
Yes. Oh, my God. We found it, and we're almost through it now.
So what would it look like? What would it look like to you to just, as a teacher, to have these struggles, like,
totally gone?
Yeah. How would it feel to have your struggles totally gone?
Oh, my gosh. I would be, like, floating. I would be if euphoric, and then I think a piece of me would be going, wait, isn't something wrong? Because aren't we supposed to be fighting a battle here somewhere?
Isn't that funny, eh? Because if it's all about fighting battles, like, how does that help? Where does the students come into that?
But it makes us stronger. And if we're stronger, we give something more to the students. I find that when I'm fighting myself to be successful, my kids are finding more success. Isn't that weird? I work so hard on myself that I work harder on them. I work harder for them. And they are my focus. Many, many, many years ago, a teacher, an old seasoned teacher, said to me, no matter what you do, no matter what battle you fight from the administrators, you have to come back down to making a decision. What is best for your kids? And if it's best for your kids to stand between them and the administrators, you got to do it. And if it's best for your kids for you to go to an extra effort, then that's what you got to do.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Lisa Stewart, and I teach high school theater in Fort Pierce, Florida. I teach grades 9 through 12, theater 1 and 2, and theater 3 honors and theater 4 honors.
Full plate.
Yes.
So what does teaching theater mean to you?
It is the opportunity for me to empower young people. That's why I get up and go to work every morning.
That's awesome. And when you started this year, did you have a goal for the year?
Yes. I wanted to be better at marketing. I wanted to be more effective at marketing.
In what regards?
In regards to our shows. For example, I wanted to be able to utilize certain parts of social media more effectively, as well as moving towards more traditional ways of marketing, like
taking our kids out to the farmer's market, you know, where there's a huge gathering, and giving them a tickler of our spring show, or heading up to a senior citizen facility, you know, where you have lots of people who like to go to those types of shows and those types of functions, and, you know, get the word out and word of mouth, and then, you know, be able to kind of, use social media as well. So that combination of the traditional and the non-traditional.
And what does that mean to you to up that game in marketing? What's your result going to be?
I want to fill the house.
Yeah.
I want to pack the house because, again, one of the things that without an audience, you can't have theater.
Yeah.
And I want my kids to have an audience.
You want them to experience
the audience response. The audience response.
Have you had any struggles this year?
On a personal level, my biggest struggle is trying to figure out what I want set-wise for the spring show. I'm not good at the set design concept. I'm good at getting people to perform. I'm good at putting things together. I'm good at the staging and the leveling and everything. But I have no idea how to go about, you know, conceptualizing an actual set.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest struggle at this very moment. So,
as a teacher, what would it be like if all your struggles went away? Like, if you could just go in and teach, what would that look like to you?
That would look like a well-oiled machine. I think that's what a lot of people want. I'm seeing aspects of that.
Cool.
When I saw my student reps, you know, running our Addams Family auditions, were on, you know, giving me the opportunity to work with the different directors in our play, and, you know, 68 students came out to audition, and I have 3 students making sure that people have their audition numbers and that they're in line and they go to their given location at that particular time.
That's a community. You've created a community.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed putting this podcast together. As I said, these are some of our favorite folks. I love talking to them. A big thank you to Pat, Kendra, Edna, Kay, Michelle, Gail, Lisa, Lori, and Jane. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And we learned a lot. I learned a lot because what it really comes down to is it's all about the kids, right? Drama teachers want to do the best for their kids. I can't think of a better goal, and I can't think of a better thing to struggle for. So what about you? What are your struggles? What are your goals? Let's continue this conversation, right? Let's continue getting drama teachers heard. Visit theaterfolk.com/episode117. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you're fighting for. What are you fighting against? Are you the one standing in between your students and your administrators? What do you want for your students? What do you want for your kids? We're also going to post a collection of quotes from this podcast on our blog, theaterfolk.com/blog. Print them out, post them on your wall. Know that you are not alone in whatever your goals are and whatever you're struggling with. Finally, where can you find this podcast? Where can you direct students to find this podcast? We post new episodes every Tuesday at theaterfolk.com and on our Facebook page and Twitter. You can find us on youtube.com/theaterfolk, and you can find us on the Stitcher app. You can also subscribe to TFP on iTunes. All you have to do is search for the word theaterfolk. And that's where we're going to end. Take care, my friends. Take care. Go, drama teachers.